Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. And welcome to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Thank you for having us in your homes. And if you're driving the car, well, make sure you... Well, what can I say? Make sure you listen to the show and make sure you're driving carefully. Before I go further, let me introduce some of the players today on the show. To my left, my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I certainly hope so. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the August 22nd edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Happy that you're with us.
And all the way from Lehigh Valley, our guest, what do you say? Yeah, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Our guest host, her name is Lexi.
Liz.
Alexa. Are you there, Liz?
Yes, I am here. Nice to meet you all again.
Nice to meet you
so
all.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I think Michael talks to the other one, you know, all the time too much, and he got your name mixed up with you-know-who on the wall.
It's okay. Everyone does. No offense taken.
And in the studios, in Orlando studios, we were live from Orlando studios. Chris Shaw, our engineer and producer, are you there, Liz? What's his name?
Oh,
Chris Shaw.
Okay, so I don't know what you got going on tonight. I don't know what you got going on. My name is not the A word. You calling me Lynn. You calling Lynn everybody else. You calling Liz everybody. You okay tonight?
Yeah, I'm all here.
Okay, well, I'm here. We can't say the A word because it's going to mess up everybody's program.
Yeah, right.
So you can't.
How's the weather over there, Chris?
So far, the weather is clearing up, but we still have a few lightning strikes here and there. I am paying attention, and we are in good shape as of right now.
All right, Chris.
Yeah, we had a rough week last week. People don't know.
Yeah.
But most of the country, we had a best of because it was pre-recorded because the main.
Chris told us.
In Orlando, last
week we were struck by lightning, and it shed a lot of things off on my end. We couldn't even make phone calls in or out of the building. So that's how it went last week for us. But finally, right around 9:15, everything kicked back in.
Of course, after the show
was over. Yeah,
right.
Back in. So we're off the air. So, folks, let me explain something to you today. This show tonight is dedicated to a young lady that we're very close to. She passed away this past week. Her name was Dawn Brooks, wife of Charles Brooks. And she was a doll baby. Yes, we've loved her. We've known her since 2012. And she was on our show many times. And her husband, as you know, Charles Brooks, for those who don't know, he's the one with the deep voice and the fabulous boys, and she passed away on Wednesday. And
August 10th.
August 10th.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Charles wrote some things. It was beautiful too, but her daughter wrote something I'll never forget. When she finished the thought in the funeral, she said, "I'll see your mom on the other side."
Ebony.
And her name is Ebony. Ebony wrote, "I'll see you on the other side." And I broke down. It was very heavy. I heard that expression, but I never really heard it in a funeral.
Yeah.
But that was very apropos to hear someone say, "I'll see you on the other side." And very heavy. So this show is dedicated to Dawn. Later on, we're going to play a song that Dawn would like, I'm sure, because that's her namesake. Dawn,
yeah.
That's a bit
for you. Our condolences go out to Minister Charles and his family.
Yes.
Dawn was a great person. I enjoyed her every time. Every time they did come to the station, she was always full of joy. Dawn was the right name. Dawn, her parents gave her the right name, Dawn, because she had joy in the morning, joy in the midst of the afternoon, and that dawn setting, Dawn was still Dawn with joy. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing Dawn with us, Charles. We love you. God bless you.
Yes. And, you know, in the past few years, we have lost a lot of beautiful women. A lot of beautiful women. We had young Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey, Riverside, New Jersey. No, Betty died. We lost
Maddie
from Orlando, Florida. And there's so many people we've lost. I have to remember all the names.
At the end of the year, we'll do a tribute.
Yeah, we'll do a tribute end of the year because I still miss my buddy Joe Polano, who was from Fort Lauderdale. And he was every time I think, I get very upset because he was a good friend of ours.
But that's the point, though. Look how close we became to some of our yeah. friends because of the show. I mean, we never would have met these wonderful people if it wasn't for you losing your eyesight. I hate to say it, but that's the truth.
Well, for those folks right? who listen to the show for the first time, turn in the dial, hold on a second. You're turning the dial and say, what is this show all about? This show is for the sighted people, for the blind people. And we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. It's a show for everyone to listen to. It's a show that people call in and discuss different things. It's a friend show, talk about different things. And for those folks that I guess that like the show, they tune in all the time. And for those of those who don't like the show, well, we're not going to change because we love doing it the way this is. If you want to add anything and help me in any way, shape, or form, things that you would like to add to the show, I wish you would. You can write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org if you want to add anything to the show. And by the way, if you want to call up during the show today and you want to add anything to as far as Dawn, if you knew Dawn, we'd love to hear from you. Before I go any further, Liz, are you there?
I am.
You want to give any shout-outs to any of your friends or family?
Sure, she does.
I would. I would actually like to give a shout-out to my son Logan tonight because this past Thursday he passed his driver's test.
Uh-oh.
And that's a really
Uh-oh.
Big deal for our family.
People get off the road in Lancaster and
so I just want to commend him on all of the hard work that he's put forth into achieving this goal. And it's not only a blessing for him and his journey, but it's a blessing for me as someone who is blind because it adds a little extra, I guess, resources to my pocket for if I need transportation or I want to go out. It's, hey, Logan, Mom wants to go.
I got to interrupt you. I got to interrupt you. Got to tell Logan not to speed because if he gets a speeding ticket, let me tell you something. Our granddaughter got a speeding ticket that she thought was just a little ticket. Guess what? Big time insurance increase. You wouldn't believe. Insurance came up and they whacked her with. Oh my God. She pays almost $1,000 a year now because of the ticket.
Well, he is an unbelievably safe driver. He's very conscientious. And I also just want to give a shout out to, you know, my companion Remy and my parents who are also down there in Florida. Really, they're listening in.
Well, that's great. And hello, parents in Summerfield, Florida. And guess what? You're not far away from Michael and myself.
Nope.
So we hope to meet you sometime in the near future when Liz comes down. That would be great. So in about less than a minute, we're going to go to break. And then hopefully our
guests. Do you have any shout-outs, Lynn?
I don't. Oh, yes,
I do.
I wanted to just do a quick shout-out and say that our prayers are with all the victims of Humphreys County in Tennessee with that awful, awful flood that they have, that they just had. It's just terrible devastation. And also to the victims of the country of Haiti. And, of course, all the people in Afghanistan. There's just so much going on now. It's overwhelming.
And where we live in Florida, all the hospitals, they have no beds because of COVID-19.
Just so many.
So it's big time here in Florida.
Yep.
And up here in the Northeast, the hurricane.
Right.
Henry. That one. It is coming through and doing a lot of devastation. So
that's right.
To them as well.
That's exactly right. Matter of fact, Michael has a lot of family in New London, Connecticut, and that was highlighted on CNN, was it yesterday, about the storm going there.
Yeah.
So, Chris, we're going to break?
We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't turn that down. See you on the other side of the show. Bye-bye.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone.
Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrades Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. We are live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. And you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the name. Blind and Beyond. Lynn, you are up.
Okie dokie. Well, it's that time. He's back. It's a month later. Hard to believe. We'd like to welcome back Adam Spencer. And Adam is the president and CEO at Able Docs Incorporated in Toronto, Canada. It's all about those accessible documents, right, Adam?
It sure is, and it's always great to be back. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I want to before we begin, Adam, I want to thank you very much for not only participating in the show and helping us out on the show, but thank you, people like you, who help support this radio show, make us exist. Because without people like Adam, we wouldn't even be on the radio.
Right.
So, thank you so much for being a sponsor of the radio show. And I hope you folks out there, if you need any, and I mean any kind of product that
accessibility
help, that you could turn to Adam, because look, He helps us. He helps you listening to this radio show. So if you like this radio show, you can thank Adam because he's the one who helps this radio show. He sponsors this radio show. So, Adam, it's your turn to be up. Adam.
Thanks, Michael. Well, it's our pleasure to sponsor. And we think, you know, what you guys are doing and getting people connected is so important. And, you know, anything we can do to help both, obviously, get the word out as well as provide that assistance for document and web accessibility. You know, our expansion into the full digital accessibility space continues. We've got some really exciting news coming up in the next few weeks. But one of the big things, actually, that I'd love to share with you, and I'm not sure if you caught it, 3 weeks ago, we launched the PDFUA Foundation, which is a new not-for-profit globally, recognizing end users, so the people who are actually interacting with accessible content. We're trying to create a home for people to participate and be involved and comment about what's good, bad, and ugly about digital accessibility and how
That's
we can
great.
Help. Yeah, we're really excited about it. We've got a full ambassador program we launched with 20 ambassadors from around the world. Again, languages and countries from everywhere, and trying to make sure that people recognize that digital accessibility is really important. And, you know, the historic I hate PDF argument is really a thing of the past. And this is really focused on end users. We've got new free tools up there. It is not an AbleDocs project. It is obviously backed by AbleDocs, but it's a separate organization. So any organization that is making content accessible, we want that to be their home. And we've got a really exciting new thing coming in the new year, which will be a first fully accessible and compliant mobile reader for accessible documents on iOS and Android. I have a sneak peek of it, obviously, since we're building it, but it's really exciting. We're really excited about what it will do, both on phones and tablets, to be fully accessible.
Wow.
So that'll be coming in the new year.
Adam, will it be an app on the mobile?
It is.
So it's an accessible mobile reader.
Correct.
Wow.
It was something that a number of us have had in our minds for a number of years, and bluntly, we just didn't have the development time and resourcing to do it, and now we do, and we're really excited to be able to bring that and launch it globally.
Liz, you can feel free to jump in anytime if you have any questions for Adam.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's a great concept. My question is, what is the difference between what you guys are developing in AbleDocs with this new mobile accessibility app compared to what other mobile apps and screen reader type things do? For example, like Seeing AI or things along those lines. How does that compare, or what are the differences?
Great question, Liz. The biggest feature of it is that it is specifically focused on accessible PDFs. So not only will it interact fully with all of the built-in screen reading software that's built into the operating system, so VoiceOver or Hear Now. With that, you can also, for those of our users who have low vision, we can reflow the content so it's even more readable visually on the screen as well. It is solely focused on PDF, so it's not just interacting with everything on your device. The idea is that it is completely interacting with all aspects of a digital file, which most readers, well, there isn't a fully compliant reader available today.
Right.
So that's why we've gone to build it.
So this would be something that you could say would be ideal for, say, a college student who receives a lot of PDF files via email or for assignments, et cetera.
Absolutely.
That would be an ideal situation.
Yeah, or someone who's receiving, you know, their test results from their healthcare provider or their bank statements. All of those things that are emailed as a PDF will now be fully available to you on
bank
a mobile
statement.
Experience.
That's brilliant. I didn't even think of that. That's fabulous.
Yeah, the amount of content that's kind of locked away, that's being created. I mean, we're working really hard to get as many vendors, as many content providers to recognize that those documents need to be accessible. And it's been a tough slog. So would love everyone's support in getting us there, because it is needed. You've got to realize how much important personal information is stored in these files, and we need access to it.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how often, as I just graduated from college in May, and I can't tell you how often I would have to reach out to the accessibility department in the college and say, I need this reformatted, otherwise it's not going to get done, or I can't complete an assignment or a project, or even necessarily know what it is, or even with my doctors knowing test results or what to do to prepare for an appointment or procedure. You know, that stuff is so valuable. And if it's available to the sighted community, it should be available for the blind and visually impaired community as well.
Not to interrupt Adam. Let's see if we get a caller. Hey, folks, if you'd like to ask Adam any questions for any reason, call. Now's the time to call. The lines are wide open. The phone number to call is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to ask any questions to Adam, now's the time.
I have a quick question, Adam. For the people who are listening out there, the new global forum that you just formed, is that for a person like, for example, Liz, that she could go there and give feedback, or is it just for like presidents and CEOs of different organizations, or both?
It's for everyone. We want to hear from organizations, from individuals. The more that we can, one of the problems that we've seen is that people don't really know where to provide their input, and we want to be that central location. So we've got more document accessibility experts than any other organization in the world. We want to hear what you need out of that file format to make it easier for you to read, interact with.
That's
complete
wonderful.
A form, as an example.
What is the location? What is the website for that?
So it's global. PDFUA.
PDFUA.
Yep. Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Foundation.
Okay, that's easy. PDFUA dot foundation.
Yep. And it's home to the most used free PDF accessibility validation tool, PAC, the new version, PAC 2021. And again, we want input. And it's not just, hey, I hate PDF. Okay, great. Why? You can't, just saying you don't like something doesn't help us make it better.
Specific.
Exactly. We want to understand why you don't like it. And obviously, there are so many historic issues where files were completely inaccessible. We get that. But if there is a fully accessible file, what can we do to make that experience more immersive, more available, and how do we help build more tools that would make it an easier experience going forward? And it's not just from a print disability standpoint, it's in general. Like, how do we interact with content in a better way? So that's why it's there. And we're going to be holding forums throughout the years going ahead. Obviously, they're virtual now. We hope to do it in person by next year. There'll be roundtables and say, okay, what's your number one frustration when it comes to opening up a PDF? What can we do to overcome that? And because we've got so many engineers in the room and so many people who are passionate about barrier-free access, we think that it's a really great opportunity to change the conversation around digital accessibility. And we're really excited about it.
That's wonderful, because there's such a segment of society out there that it's just not fair to not have access, you know, to have a document accessible.
Absolutely.
Another question for you, Adam, if you have a moment.
Of course.
When it comes to the accessibility of the app that you're talking about for these documents, is there going to be a way to have an increased or decreased amount of information that comes through for the user? So say they want more information from the bank statement, just for an example, that they're viewing, versus they're only looking for daily total amount. Is there going to be a way to limit the amount of information that comes through or increase that?
Like filtering the type of content?
Not necessarily, but for example, like with JAWS, you can choose to hear every letter you type. You can choose to hear just after the word is
verbosity.
Spoken or after the... Right. Things like, I don't know those terms quite just yet, even after almost 9 years here. but is that going to be something that, you know, is adjustable for each individual user?
It is. So is the color contrast. So we can change the color of characters. We can change the verbosity of content. So we can provide more or less export. So do you want to read it letter by letter or paragraph by paragraph? You've got all of those options, and word by word and sentence by sentence. All of that is included as well. But all of that navigation is built in. So we're really wanting to unlock the individual preference of how to read for everyone. And that's what it's built to do.
Adam, how did you know about... Oh, I'm sorry, Liz.
I was just going to say, that's what, to me, what global accessibility is really all about, is being able to have that option for being as specific or not specific at, for each individual's needs that they desire.
Couldn't agree with you
I
more.
That's really valuable. So I'm sorry to cut you off, Liz.
No, that's okay. You make excellent points, Liz, and we appreciate your questions to Adam. That's wonderful.
I think one of the other things is that for far too long, people have tried to dictate how people should read content, mm-hmm. as opposed to saying, I don't know how you're going to read this. It's none of my business. But we need to be able to provide you with enough flexibility with that reading experience that works for you. You know, we very much got into a world where software was being built with single personalities in mind. I know this person, or I am this person, and this is how I read things. Okay, well, we don't read the same way. We don't learn the same way. We don't comprehend the same way. But if we can provide as many modalities and as much flexibility to the content and say, look, we know what the raw stream is. Now it's up to you to figure out how that's going to work best for you. And I think that's where it gets really exciting for us.
Well, thank you, Adam. And we just all voted and we all agree that you have a wonderful radio voice.
Absolutely.
Right, Liz? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Can you be a book reader or an audio describer?
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Great.
I'll send you my files. You can read them to me personally. I'll take that as an offer as well.
Happy to do it. My issue is the faster you need me to read it back, I'm not sure if I can sustain that. But we'll do what we can.
Hey, before you go, we got a caller calling in from Maryland. We got Marilyn from Maryland calling in.
Oh, Marilyn from Maryland.
Yeah, Marilyn from Maryland calling in. Want
to
get in on this?
Adam, Marilyn.
My issue is the faster you need me.
Marilyn, can you turn down your radio or go into another room, please?
Hey, before
Marilyn from Maryland.
Maryland.
Turn down your radio or your whatever you're using. Your computer.
Hi. Actually, it's Merrill. Merrill.
Merrill.
Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Merrill.
Can you hello to Adam Merrill?
Merrill, can you go into another room?
Alexa, turn down volume. Alexa, turn down volume.
This is a live show, Adam.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. You have a question for Adam from AbleDoc?
Alexa, turn down volume.
Okay, can you hear
Merrill?
Me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a question
okay,
for Adam?
Adam, yes, I was gonna talk about the fact that I had. I'm glad that you're doing this global accessibility. It's so important, and I'm also glad that the World Blind Union is in Toronto because. I am a member of the International Relations Committee, and we had they were talking about accessibility on the conference of the World Blind Summit, which I attended virtually for the first time. So many people could not afford technology, and I am lucky that I can. But reading the PDFs, yeah, that's very stressful. But we need to... I want to work globally with people on I mean, I'm not an accessibility expert with 508 or anything like that, but I would like to work locally on this because it's so important.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and it's great to connect with you. I think the question always becomes, it's not even the question. The types of input are always important, you know, from any angle. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not a technology-driven person, the end-user experience is still important. You know, we're not building for developers. We're building for users.
I know.
I think that gets forgotten. And I think one of the issues that we've seen in the accessibility space over the last 10 years is that there have been many development efforts that have forgotten about the end user. This is a technical capability of something, but nobody tested it with actual users. And
right.
If a user can't use it, then why are we doing this?
I know.
So it's really important to remember, you know, people like you, Meryl, and others, making sure that everyone can access the content.
Thank you so much, Meryl.
Meryl, perhaps you can email Michael at Blind to Beyond Radio Show, and I can introduce you to Adam via email.
Okay, I will.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Meryl, from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Adam, for calling in tonight.
My pleasure, as always.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Very informative.
Great to speak with you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks again.
You take care. Thank you,
Talk
Adam.
Talk soon.
That's Adam from Table Dive.
All right, Chris, we're going to go to break?
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, APHConnectCenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463. Or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I hope it's said it nice and slow so you people can write it down and remember it. 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to do trivia. And as I told you before, the first trivia is for Dawn. Dawn Brooks. Dawn Brooks, we love you. We're going to miss you a lot. And this song, well, this is her namesake, Dawn. What's it? Who's singing this song? Trivia song. Who's singing it? Okay, so who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. That was a special song, namesake of Dawn. Dawn Brooks, who passed away this past week. We're going to miss you. Unbelievable, Dawn. And I got a thought right now besides that. For those folks who are having sleeping problems, I got one for you. I used to have a sleeping problem. And now I came up with something to myself because I took all kinds of sleeping medicine, didn't work. All kinds of drugs, didn't work. I got something that does work. Listen to this one. This, I'm telling you, from me, it works. I'm sure if you tried it, it might work for you too. I ask Alexa, you know, Alexa, you're probably going to hear me go on the radio. Alexa, I said, Alexa.
Cancel.
I say, Alexa, ocean sounds for 4 hours, Alexa. So I ask Alexa to play me for 4 hours. Sometimes it might say an hour, depending what time of night it is. So ocean sounds, what it is, they play ocean, the waves, and the birds.
Yeah, I come in the kitchen in the middle of the night. I think I'm at the beach.
Okay. So you hear all these waves.
Wait, Mike.
It calms me down. It makes me...
What, Chris?
Well,
Mike, you're going to have to say your girlfriend or something. You can't say it because you're messing up everybody else's as they're listening. Mike, you can't say that name. Because every time you say it, it just stops or the volume decreases. So you have to be careful when you say it. So we're going to have to give it a new name. Like Cheryl or Betty.
Lady A.
Right, Lady A.
Yeah, all right, come on.
So anyway, the sound of the waves does the trick and puts you to sleep.
Right, so Lady A.
That would make me have to use the bathroom, but I appreciate the insight. I never get to sleep.
You're so funny. Make sure you go to the bathroom.
I love having you on the air.
Make sure you go to the bathroom.
Listen, as it is. So speaking of that.
Listen, I got three callers on the phone line.
Okay. We were going to talk to Liz, but okay.
Listen, we got Clint, Indiana, St. Louis, Missouri, and Jupiter, Florida, all back to back.
No kidding.
Our good friend, the one and only John from Clint, Indiana. John, how you doing?
Oh, he knows it.
He knows it.
How you doing, bud?
This is Clint, Indiana. John,
I'm doing fine. Hello? I lost you.
We're here, John.
No, you're there. We got you.
Okay. Four seasons.
Oh, 100% right, John. Right on. You got it. Four seasons. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, thank you very
much. Enjoy. Yep, enjoy it.
How
you doing, John? How you doing?
We're doing pretty good up here. We're staying in, and we've got both our... Getting ready to think about taking that booster shot here in October. So,
you do that.
You do it.
The rest of us is doing pretty good. I've had a couple people pass away from this stuff, and I'm staying in. So,
yes, sir, John.
Well,
you take
be well and be safe. We'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy it. Thanks
thank
for
you,
going in. Appreciate it.
Take care
appreciate
of yourself, John. Time. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Thank you, John.
Who called in from St. Louis? Thank you so much, John. Who called from St. Louis?
All right. We got Rick calling in from St. Louis. That was a young lady on the phone line earlier that we talked to, and this here is the fiance, the soon-to-be wife, the apple of his eye. Rick, how you doing?
That's right. As like Muddy Waters would say, she my baby, she my baby was free. And I can't call her sugar, because sugar never was that sweet.
Yes, sir, Rick. That's Rick, everybody, from St. Louis, Missouri. Rick, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, so you were calling in for the trivia as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know it was the Four Seasons that sang that song.
Yes, but we gave it out already because they missed it. You missed it.
How did you learn about the show, Rick?
From my fiance.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you'll win next week, or maybe you'll win the second hour.
We'll have another trivia later,
yeah.
So maybe you'll get that one.
Well, thank you.
Have
to call in quicker. Thanks for calling
As soon as I heard the song and everything, that's what I did.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in. Don't beat you to the punch. Thanks for calling in.
Thank
appreciate
so
it so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Hey, John, keep listening, John, because we got more coming your way, all right?
All right, you have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, let's go talk to our good friend from the Dynamic Duo all the way down in Jupiter, Florida, where it's really serious and hot down there. I experienced it for myself. Christine, how you doing?
Hi, Christine.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, good. So I know Christine was calling in for the trivia as well.
Someone beat me to it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be fast.
Got to be fast.
Oh, yeah. You guys are in my contacts. I got there as quick as I could, but obviously not quick enough.
How's everything holding up down on your end down there with this virus and everything that's taking place?
Oh, I mean, you'd scarcely know a day where you don't hear about it. You know, people in my church have slowed down on visiting people. I'm still in contact with my former church in Ocala, and there is not a day goes by when in their group text, somebody, either they or their family, doesn't have COVID. I mean, that's how bad it's getting.
It's getting ridiculous over here, too.
Yes,
well, thanks for calling, Christine.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep on listening.
All right. We've got more lined
okay.
up for you.
Okay, right. Thank you. Back to Liz Alexa. Back to Liz Alexa. Did I say your name right, Liz Alexa?
Close enough.
What do you mean close enough? What do you mean close enough?
It starts with an O.
Oh, Liz Alexa.
There you go. That's perfect.
Right. Oh, that's perfect. Liz Alexa. Alexa. Got it. Okay, Liz, tell us more about your story. That's what I want to hear, your story.
We two met each other years ago.
We spoke a long time ago.
Yeah, I think we started chatting. Michael and I started chatting almost 6 years ago now. I'm thinking, yeah.
Yep.
I've been facing so many challenges then.
Yep.
Yes. I had only lost my sight for 3 years at that point, and I was lost. I just could not figure out I didn't know where I belonged. And then I started finding resources, thanks to some pretty incredible people at the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind. And I met a lady through our local Center for Independent Living. Her name was Debbie. And she, you know, got me going. She got me hooked up with orientation and mobility and basically just kept telling me not to give up hope. And that even though I couldn't see it, at that point in time, that there was light at the end of the tunnel. And I was determined from day one that I was not going to give up, because I had an 8-year-old son at the time. I was a single mom, and I knew I had a choice. I could either A, give up and not have a support system for my son, or I could B, keep going and do whatever I possibly could to stay as independent as possible and to be a role model for him and everyone that I met from that point forward. And from that time, I just haven't stopped. I keep going. So I went from just working with my red and white cane to getting a guide dog, to moving from my home, which I couldn't care for anymore, into an apartment, at which point I met my now partner in crime. We've been on the same page with each other since 2014, so it's going on 7 years, if I'm doing my math correctly. And he's helped keep me on the straight and narrow path, so to speak, helping me to realize that no matter what happens, I'm worth fighting for. And not just from his point of view, but from my own point of view. And that even though times may get tough, there's always room to keep going. And giving up for me was not an option. I do have severe health issues. I lost my sight from diabetic retinopathy at the age of 27. I lost it in 3 months. And, you know, losing my sight truly has been the best thing that has ever happened to me, because I tell people when I had my physical sight, I lived in darkness. And now that I live in physical darkness, I can only see the light. And I truly feel like my soul and my spirit have woken up, and I have found who I was born to be. But it took me getting my sight taken to be able to realize that and truly see the truth and the power in believing in oneself. I decided that I wasn't just going to sit around and not do anything. So I learned how to use my computer. I did extensive training, and I mastered at that point in time using my computer, and decided to go back to school and follow my heart and my soul. And I just graduated this past May from Cedar Crest College with a bachelor's degree in applied psychology. And
I decided I want to help people. You know, that's my calling. I'm not done with
Liz.
Yes, sir.
No, I got to ask you a question. I got to interrupt you.
Talking, I get cut off. It's all good.
Okay, I got to interrupt you. I got to ask you a question. When we first spoke,
I have an answer.
Okay, when we first spoke, you were down in your life. Let's call it that way. Now you're a long way from there. So when we first spoke, let's use the words, I'm blind, I can't do anything, I'm blind. How do you find that statement now versus that's when you were back then? How do you find it now?
For myself or hearing it from other people?
No, from you. I want to hear about from you because this is how people can learn from you. And when you were down and out saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything, to now. So
I literally want to slap myself upside the back of the head and shake myself silly and say, you have no idea your worth and your value. And just because you are blind does not mean that you don't have a purpose, does not mean that you can't do things like everybody else. You know, I can accomplish anything I want to. I just need to do it differently. And if I could go back and tell myself that then and believe it, I would. You know, it would have taken me, you know, taken a couple years of frustration away and some doubt and some anguish and frustration and emotional pain. I mean, to feel that you don't have a purpose just because you lost your sight is painful. It beats and it's hard, but it's not the end. It can just be your beginning. You know, you're starting, I wanted to tell myself, you're starting a new chapter in your book, or, you know, that was the end of your first book, and now you're starting your sequel. You know, this is where the fun really begins.
And speaking of that, we'd like to talk to you more about that when we, after the top of the hour, and we'll learn more about you, your next chapter in your book.
Right after this commercial break.
Well, no, not yet. We still have a couple minutes. I wanted to tell people that we'll learn more about you. And
oh, yes.
Yeah. How you
absolutely
move forward. If anybody would like to call and talk to Liz Alexa, you're more than welcome.
You can just call me Her Royal Blindness. That way it doesn't confuse the devices. Because I'm literally sitting next to mine, and I have to keep pushing the mute button every time you say my name.
Logan must be so proud of you.
You know, it's funny. He wrote me an email a couple months back about what it means to be a mom and the things that he's proud of me of. And I read it every day. And, yes, he's very proud of me.
Oh.
And I get choked up talking about it because if it weren't for him, I don't know if I would have been able to come this far the way I did. You know, my initial reason for wanting to move forward was for him. It wasn't for myself. And now I realize that it was me doing that for him that got me to realize that I was also, in a way, doing it for myself. I just wasn't aware of it at the time. You know, and through all of this, do you want me to keep talking about myself, or you want to talk about other things? Or
well, we're going to go to break in the top of the hour in 1 minute, but actually, we're going to go to break right now.
We're going to break right now?
Great.
Okay. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. You listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.